could not be happier. It is a brand new wellness retreat that's growing by 265% in popularity.
Okay.
It is a weekend reading retreat.
Oh my God.
Yes, I love it.
What are you reading?
Whatever we want. The book of the month.
You got to pay to
go
read.
Why do you have to have a retreat for that?
Because first of all, we have to get away. I can't just read whenever I feel like it.
Go to a
I
library, children. Not a retreat.
No. By the way, people are charging, paying, I should say, up to $1,000 to read with a bunch of strangers. That's how much we want to escape our current lives and go away for a weekend.
That is the biggest waste of money I've ever heard in my entire
reading?
Life.
Does that make Coachella sound like a deal now?
Yeah. You could go to a park and read by yourself.
Not
you go
same.
To a library and read.
Not
you can read in your car somewhere. Why you have to have...
Because those things don't happen. They do not. When you have children who are around, or you have a job, or you have friends, you cannot do that.
Can't do anything.
Trust
like
me, you cannot. You go to the park, and then they're like, "Can you watch me jump?" And you're like, "Oh my God, I just want to read my book
for 2 hours." Or like,
just
"Yeah, I'm going to do it again." Come spin me.
It's true. There is something called the founder of the Bad Bitch Book Club. It's a woman named Mackenzie Newcomb. Launched retreats in 2021, hosting 300 weekends across locations from Nashville to Santa Barbara, all starting at $900, and they were sold out.
Wow.
Is there food?
It could be anything you want it to be.
Is it all inclusive, like you drink and food?
Well, I don't know what that pricing gets you. I'm not sure. I feel like for $1,000 for two nights is probably covering your lodging. I mean, if we're being honest.
Oh, it'd have to.
I think that's probably just covering lodging. Maybe.
Can you buy drinks?
I think
if you can't, that would be the worst thing I've ever heard of. I would have to bring my own meth.
I think
to get through it.
Just maybe bring your own drinks. You don't bring meth. But I think that you can make them however you want. Like if I were to host a reading retreat, I think $1,000 could make sense if it is all inclusive. If you could somehow strike a deal where you get your lodging for 2 days. Or 2.5 days, I'd make a cheese board or something. And then you have wine, and then you have maybe light meals or something. I don't know. You could make it whatever you want.
$500 a day. I mean, most people can't afford that.
People pay
to read a book.
Right now, people pay $500 sometimes for a hotel room or traveling.
I get that. But the majority of people can't spend.
Well, yeah, I mean.
It depends on where you want to go. Because here's the thing. People will pay what they want for what they want to be doing.
Oh, yeah.
And the majority of people can't afford a retreat, period.
Correct. Yes.
Right. Yeah. So what I don't understand is why are you meeting other people because you're not reading the same books.
Yeah.
It's just like-minded people.
Yeah. And
so you're always going to be sitting around. It's like now when we all go places where we're just on our phones.
Yes.
Everyone's sitting in a room just reading different books.
Exactly. Which is no different from everyone just sitting around on their phones because that is exactly what we do.
I guess you don't have to read.
No. I mean, you don't have to, but that's what they want to
do. More cool. I think it'd be cooler if there was like, hey, this book and everyone who loves this book come do this, then y'all could talk about it
again. I think you can make it that it could be even cooler if you have maybe a local author, you know, and you make it that book, and then maybe the author comes and talks to you or something. I don't know,
or like a 50 Shades of Grey thing, and it could be like a swinger party or whatever.
Whatever you want it to be. I think it's gonna be more than $1,000.
It might be,
But the woman who put together all of these weekends, over 300 weekends, completely sold out. And she said people are looking for community. And it's so true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody wants to get off their devices. They don't want to meet other people on dating apps anymore. They want to meet in person. And if you go to this retreat, I'm not saying that that's where you would go maybe to find the love of your life, but you could.
Yeah.
You already know you have something in common.
How boring would that marriage be?
I don't think it's boring.
You're gonna read all the time.
I mean, what if it was a retreat for your cornhole? I'd be like, that's stupid.
Or
but if you want to,
I wouldn't go on a treat for cornhole. I wouldn't. I mean, my thing is, you're like, oh, everybody's on their phones. Well, when I go to Mexico, I'm not on my phone. It's locked up in the safe at the room. I'm just doing what I want to do.
At the retreat for reading, you're doing what you want
to
do.
Yeah, but you made a point saying, like, just a way to get off your phone.
It's not a way to get off your phones. I think it's people want to do that, and so they're paying the money to
give kudos to the person who came up with it and make a lot of money doing it.
Yes. No kidding.
It's like,
and when you read, Katie, how long these episodes of reading do you do at once?
What do you mean by episode?
Like,
because it's obviously some sort of psychotic break.
What do you mean?
No, but like... when you go off to read a book, are you reading it for 20 minutes or 2 hours?
It depends. It depends on how good the book is. If you get sucked into a book that is so good, you will read at the oddest of times. You fit it in wherever you can. No. Wherever you can.
What's the most you've ever read back to back?
I finished a whole book in a day.
How long did it take?
All day.
Are you kidding?
Mm-mm.
You read a book all day?
Yeah, because you fit it in wherever you could. Now, I typically read at nighttime before I go to bed, but I also will read on the back porch, or I'll take a book if I'm waiting for my kids to do stuff. But it's hard. There were years where I didn't read because I didn't have a single second.
And are you reading fiction or nonfiction?
It depends. I read both, but right now I'm reading a book that's fiction.
Ugh. And it's murder-based.
So good. Yeah.
My mom reads a lot.
Can you just watch the movie?
Jason, that's what reading. I'm
saying. Let's go to a movie. I would do nonfiction if I had to read.
This makes me very sad.
Why? People don't read as much anymore. Now, when I do read a book, I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
But like, I just don't.
It's a creativity. It's the time away. It's out of my own brain. I get
like that.
Quiet. I get to imagine. Your wife reads all the time, Matt.
She reads constantly.
Yeah, this is not foreign to you.
She would consider this, depending on the price.
She's a travel agent, so she should consider
it. Let's put one together. Mm-hmm. I'll do it. Let's put it together.
All right.
A reading retreat.
Katie's reading time.
Yeah, story time with Katie.
Story time with Katie. $12,000 for the weekend.
Where everyone's
I'll bring the cheese. Right. I love it.
I'll bring the cheese.
Especially if you get to go.
You're not surprised that we're not into it.
Oh, I'm not surprised at all. It makes me sad.
What makes you sad?
Because the fact that you are so anti-reading is disgusting to me.
I'm not anti-reading.
You are too. You are not pro-reading.
I don't want to go to retreat. I read articles all the time, mostly nonfiction.
Uh-huh.
And it usually comes off the wall.
Depends on who
you're asking.
The website.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. If I was reading one side, it would be fiction.
No, I said that first.
But it doesn't matter.
You don't get to steal my joke.
I was just telling what side. Uh-huh. And a lot of it is like links from social media.
Yeah. You're not pro-reading.
If I click the link, I'm pro
reading.
You
just said books are dumb.
No, I didn't. I didn't say dumb. I just said boring.
Yeah.
Especially fiction.
So, no, I'm not surprised that you guys are not into it. However, I'm not making it up. I mean, jumping by 265%.
No. Are you seriously looking into it?
I might. I didn't know it existed. I didn't know I could just
go on a retreat.
I don't know.
All different places.
Yeah, everywhere from Nashville to Santa. This is just one person putting it together. But reading retreats says very popular weekend getaway for younger generations. Wow. Not my fault, you're old.
Older people tend to read.
Younger generations.
Well, but younger, because grandma activities are through the roof.
Yeah, yeah.
The like Nana hobbies, you know?
That's true.
Where it's the sewing and it's mahjong and it's playing cards and it's reading and it's crocheting.
People just getting off their phones.
Yeah.